Hello, I'm here with Greg from Inertia Game Studios.
Yep.
And you're showing off your game, Catastrophe. That's a mouthful.
Catastronauts.
Catastrophe. And astronauts put together.
Yeah, yeah.
Catastronauts, yes.
Yeah, not cat astronauts.
No, well, that's what I thought initially.
There is a cat in it, but.
Yeah,
only,
Aaron played this at Res. Because he said, oh, this is the cat astronaut one.
Yeah.
And then when I came over, I said, these aren't cats, Aaron.
No, that's decent.
But there is one cat in there. So he
a
said
cat has been added since last time. So
okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if many people can see the game because it's a local co-op game.
Yeah, it's up to four players. It's couch co-op. It's a little bit like if people play Overcooked. It's a little bit inspired by that. It's the same genre. It's like Overcooked and FTL had a baby.
That's what I was going to say. I leave it to you to say this.
Hopefully, it's a lot of fun. It's if you like Overcooked, you'll like this. But it's. It kind of takes that genre and runs with it. So you're not just like preparing food, but you're saving the galaxy, trying to keep your ship together while being attacked by another ship. It's hopefully a lot of fun without trying to kill all your friends, because that's very possible.
So what are the things that they have to do on the ship in the game?
So there's the main things like putting out fires, fixing hull breaches, fixing weapons and stuff, but then every level's kind of different. Some levels have like different mechanics. Like there'll be a solar flare level where there's like the sun kind of explodes and everyone has to rush to a safe room and lock the door. And if people aren't in the room, they kind of get fried. Or if someone leaves the door open or waits too long, everyone gets fried.
Are they out then? Because that's something you wouldn't get in Overcooked. You wouldn't have people die.
Oh yeah, they're out. But you know, you can just restart straight away.
Okay,
the levels
aren't
particularly long, so that will only happen once generally.
Everyone makes sure they get to the solar room after that.
That's quite a harsh example. But there's other levels, like there's some levels which really require a lot of teamwork, like where they're split and you have to teleport items to each other.
Okay.
Other levels where it's just more of a free-for-all, where there's like the enemy might be teleporting like mines, like bombs onto your ship, and everyone just has to grab them, chuck them off, while trying to do everything else. We've tried to like put a lot of different mechanics in every few levels, and then mix them up as we go through, so not every level's different, you know.
How many levels are there at the moment?
There's 30.
30 is quite a lot.
Yeah, 30 in the full game. I mean, the game's out next Friday, or a week today.
Very soon. Which platforms is it coming out on?
So, Friday it's coming out on Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, and we've got it fully working on the Switch. It's just that's not coming out just yet.
Okay.
But it will be hopefully this year.
So it'll be on everything.
Everything.
Everything mainstream.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So next Friday is coming out, 30 levels.
Yep.
Can you play with two players, three players?
Or you can play with one player. If you
can do it one player.
You can switch between characters.
Do you have CPU? You switch between.
Yeah,
characters.
You switch. Again, that's like if you played Overcooked, it's the same sort of formula. You can play with two players. Yeah, obviously, it's best with four people on a couch at a party.
Yes.
You know, but you can play it with less, and it's still fun.
Does it get more difficult with less players?
Yes. The difficulty adjusts. So with less players, it's easier. So you know, and it's all sort of balanced. So it's never like too hard for two people or one person either.
How hard do the levels get towards the end?
It never throws more than you can handle. So it, instead of getting really hard, it just gets more varied. So you know, you come across a level, you might have to try it a couple of times, but you'll probably get it.
You got to think about it.
It's never crazy difficult. I mean, there is an end boss, but I can't say too much.
No spoilers.
It's generally, it's supposed to be a fun game that people can just come around and pick up. And even if you're on like the last level, hopefully it's not going to be too crazy hard for people. It's more about thinking, it's more about teamwork, communication. And it's done so that if you, as long as you complete a level, as long as you survive that level, that'll count as a win, and you can just move on through the game. It's not like you have to three-star a level to carry on. And you can play levels out of order to a certain degree, so that kind of fits in with the party thing. We want to be really accessible to people.
That's good. I saw people choosing, it's on the screen now, choosing different characters.
Yep.
Is there any difference between the characters, or just
no? It's just for fun.
The way they look.
Yeah.
How many different appearances are there for them?
I don't actually know. On this demo, there's about six or seven, I think. The full game has quite a few. I think it's about 10. Don't quote me on that. But you unlock them as you go through the game. So every like five levels, I think you unlock another one, and you unlock special ones for like doing really well. But there's some fun ones. I mean, because you've got all the aliens and stuff, we can just go crazy with it.
There's no disadvantage to choosing the red shirt then.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
The red shirt always dies first.
You will die, but, you know. Okay. You have to be very brave. Ooh, to
flying into the screen.
Yeah, there is.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Okay, thanks, yeah. Awesome.